The U.S. Report with Bob Tarlow.
Time to go to the U.S. now. Good morning, Bob Tarlow. Time to cross over to the U.S. Good morning, Robert Tarlow.
Well, thank you, Lisa, and a happy Easter Monday to you and Simon. There has been a horrifying incident at the zoo in Topeka. That's the capital city of the state of Kansas. A male tiger tackled and then mauled a zookeeper shortly after that facility opened for the day. The keeper had been working with that 7-year-old endangered Sumatran tiger named Sanjeev for 4 years.
The staff getting attacked by a tiger.
The tiger and the zoo's lead tiger keeper were together in an outdoor pen when the big cat turned on her. She was trapped for 10 agonizing minutes.
The staff is still in the enclosure. The tiger is still next to them, still attacking.
The attack was in public view.
Some of our guests actually witnessed this happen.
That's Brendan Wiley, the zoo's director, who says the zoo was then temporarily closed. A firearms response team was dispatched to the tiger exhibit, but by the time it arrived, zookeepers had successfully lured the tiger away. The mauled zookeeper was then rushed to hospital with
lacerations and punctures to the back of the head, neck.
And Lisa, the hospital says she is in stable condition this morning after surgery.
That's good, but there's a major issue for that zoo to deal with now.
There is. And the question is, why were the tiger and his keeper in the enclosure at the same time?
There really isn't a circumstance where they should be in the same space. So there was some sort of error that occurred here.
The zoo is standing by their animal, which recently fathered 4 cubs.
Sanjeev this morning did exactly what a tiger would when something comes into its territory. And there is absolutely no consideration to euthanize Sanjeev.
Lisa and Simon, in addition, Sanjeev is very valuable for conservation efforts. Sumatran tigers are critically endangered, and only about 400 remain in the wild.